The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Listening to I Am Refocused Radio with your host, Shamaya Reed. This show is designed to inspire you to live your purpose and regain your focus. And now, here's your host, Shamaya Reed.
Hey, welcome to I Am Refocused Radio. We are here once again. Today, we have another show. We have another guest. We have our inspirational speaker today. She is a person that is going to share not just a story, but we're going to focus on a special topic. Today's topic is kicking limiting beliefs to the curb and embracing life more fully, a life unleashed. We're getting talked to our special guest, Ressa August. She has a website, ressaaugust.com. She's not just an inspirational speaker. She's also a writer and author. And she is all about refocus, man. She's all about inspiration. So first and foremost, Ressa, thank you for your time. How are you doing today?
Oh, wonderful. I'm so grateful to be here, Shamaya. Thank you.
I know you have books that people can check out on your website, ressaaugust.com/my-book, and they can kind of see your author's page and see all the different books that you have written, and your resume speaks for itself. Before we learn about today's topic, though, kind of give the audience a little more better picture of you and your professional career.
Well, sure. So I'm based in Colorado, but I am a traveler at heart. And in 2018, I was diagnosed with a rare disease and a tumor at the base of my brain. And it really put me in that place of reflecting back on my life. And so I went on to become a Gestalt practitioner, which is a holistic approach to experiential coaching practices. And I started doing some inspirational speaking and sharing my story and just trying to spread awareness around this rare disease that's actually believed to not be so rare. It's just hard to diagnose. And yeah, my goal was to really, I didn't want people to have the same fate I did. And so if I could spread the word and get it out there, then maybe other people can get diagnosed earlier.
When you face that part of your life, that chapter, understanding that you had a tumor to deal with, how did that shape your perspective on life, and what were some of the things that you started to, if you did start changing for your lifestyle?
Yes, well, it was kind of like a full body, mind, and spirit makeover. I was an Ironman athlete. I was really stringent in the way I lived my life. I was just very rigid and routine. I had my own very successful wedding and event planning business. So I was very detailed and organized and also very particular. I like things my way. And then all of a sudden, boom, you know, 2018, I'm diagnosed with this tumor and rare disease. And it was a couple year journey, but once I had brain surgery and radiation treatment, and I quickly realized I was no longer the same person. And so I took my, I just had to shift my perspective and my focus. And I had to stop focusing on what I could no longer do and who I no longer was, and start really focusing on who I can be, who I want to be, and embrace this new, like this new outlook on life, you know, and what was possible. And just by shifting that perspective and that focus, I mean, it opened up my life so completely.
Having the knowledge that this is a rare disease, I just Googled it myself. I cheated. It's a very rare disease. 1 in 10 people can get this. How did these health battles shape your understanding of resilience and the importance of kicking limited beliefs to the curb?
Well, I there were doctors and people in my life that were all of a sudden telling me what I could no longer do or shouldn't do, or I ought not to do that. And I saw it as a challenge. I was like, awesome, challenge accepted. And physically, I could no longer run. So an Ironman or anything that had a lot of running in it was kind of out of the question. So I started really focusing on like, okay, what can I do then? And I could still bike. And so I decided I was going to ride my bike from Canada to Mexico down the Pacific coast. And I was going to prove everyone wrong, you know, like, hey, wait a minute. You don't get to put constraints on me or, you know, define how I get to move forward with this diagnosis. Nobody gets to do that. Only I get that. I get to do that. I get to make that decision. And so my decision was to, yeah, live my life to the fullest. And like I said, not focus on, like, not limit myself. Like, anything's possible. And it's just all a matter of how you look at it. And so, you know, I had to, just because I can no longer do Ironman distance races doesn't mean I can't still do great, awesome things. And so that's kind of where that ignited and started. This all sparked from.
You mentioned being able to bike from Canada to Mexico. That's awesome. And for you to be able to have that moment and that mind shift that occurring, referring to your experience with running long distances and understanding the mental fortitude and determination that is required for those races, how did you transition that into your journey biking from Canada to Mexico?
It's basically, I think I quickly realized, like, instead of focusing on what was way ahead, you know, instead of focusing on the Mexican border, the U.S. and Mexican border, I just had to focus on each, like, mile by mile. So, okay, if I could get myself on my bike, that's step one. And then if I could just get through this mile, and then that mile, and then that mile, you know, and it became like one step at a time, or one pedal stroke at a time, or one step at a time, you know, depending on how you look at it. And again, I let go of, it didn't matter that I couldn't run anymore. But I could do this. I could do this thing. And so, yeah, I just translated my focus into that.
We're talking to our guest today, Rissa August. You can go to her website. It's rissaargus.com. And today's topic is kicking limiting beliefs to the curb and embracing life more fully, a life unleashed. Life happens, whether we're ready for it or not. When you got hit with life happening, how did you maintain your composure to say, okay, game on?
Well, I think it was first, like, allowing myself to grieve this loss. And, you know, perhaps I always had the mindset of, you know, that would be weakness. But actually, honoring this new normal became very valuable in my healing and growing stronger and stronger each day, because it wasn't just about physical strength. It was about emotional and mental strength too. So I had to allow myself the time to heal myself physically, mentally, and emotionally. And then I remember one day I was just finishing up 6 weeks of radiation treatment, and I was sitting on the couch, and I had been wearing these gray sweatpants for what seemed like a couple years now. And it was literally like a light switch. I could either get up and do life, or I can sit here and die. And I chose life. And that was the day I signed up for this 1,800-mile journey down the Pacific Coast. And I felt so empowered in that decision. And so now I started looking elsewhere in my life. Well, what other decisions can I make? And I started realizing how much power I actually did have over my circumstances and over my perspective and mindset. I get to choose. I get to choose how I look at my situation, every single situation that comes across my path. But it started on the couch that day in those gray sweatpants.
You mentioned power over your circumstances. And I feel like there are times where life, we can sometimes feel that circumstances have too much power over us. At what point did you start believing that, you know what? No, I really do have this power over my circumstance. I can determine my choices and not let what has happened to me overshadow my potential.
Yes, I think it's all about, you know, maybe not that we have power over circumstances, but we have power over through the which lens we view our circumstances. And this became actually, there was a moment when I was in the intensive care unit in the hospital following surgery. And I was initially told I would only be in the hospital for 2 days. And it turned out I was in ICU for 10 days, and because there were some complications. But I remember on day five, I was actually being a jerk. The neurosurgeon came in, he was doing his rounds, and I'm like, when do I get to go home? I was only supposed to be in the hospital for 2 days. When do I get to go home? And he calmly and kindly came over to my bedside and said, you know, Rissa, it's all about perspective. It's a matter of perspective. And, you know, and so I'm actually, my blood's boiling at this point. Like, oh, really? You know, you're not the one in here all tied up to wires and stuck in your bed for days. But he just proceeded and said, you know, you can look at it this way. You're most likely the only patient on this floor who will be going home. And from that point on, my whole perspective, I feel tears coming. My whole perspective changed on life. And he was right. I got to choose how I looked at that situation, and I get to choose how I look at every situation in my life. And it can suck, but I still get to choose how I view it. And I could sit there in it and tell myself all the I can'ts and I shouldn'ts and I, you know, I must not. Or I can tell myself, well, what can I do in this moment? What can I do? What am I capable and able to do now in this moment? I took the word can, C-A-N, and asked myself, capable, able, now, what am I capable and able to do now in this moment? And that has just changed my life entirely.
I heard someone said, the things that we have today are the prayers of someone else's. And until we lose something, we don't really know how much we should appreciate those things. Mm-hmm. For you, understand that, I like that point from you shared with the doctor. He said, well, from this perspective, you get to leave the hospital. Mm-hmm. Some people can't. When you understand that you have that small glimpse of light, of hope, did that push you to start writing a book? Because you have a book on this as well. You have a book that people can get. It's Risa August, The Road Unpaved, Border to Border with a Brain Tumor and a Bike. Was it at that chapter where you say, you know what? I need to write a book about this too and document what's going on.
Yes, definitely. I'm one of those people, like, everyone has a story. I didn't feel like I was unique or my message was more important than someone else's. But, oh, I've always wanted to write a book. I've always wanted to share my story, and I didn't know what that would look like or how it would unfold, but it actually has unfolded beautifully, and it's really resonating with so many people. Not just if they have a rare diagnosis, but just it people are telling me how much it just translates into their own lives. And so, yeah, so this all evolved from, my whole diagnosis and that whole perspective shift. And I just, leaving the hospital, I wanted to do everything. I wanted to live life so big and full. And I wanted to do this and that and learn about this and, and connect with people and experience more other cultures. And, so I wanted to just live my life bigger and better than before. And that also meant being a better human being too, and really working on myself and being the best person I can be in this life. And so, yeah, it was quite the evolution.
I know today's topic is kicking limiting beliefs to the curb. Limiting beliefs has been around forever. And the reason why I say that, because everyone I had on the show, at some point in their story, they touched on this. Mm-hmm. Whether it's NLP, whether it's New Age and self-help movements, whatever it is, psychology, neuroscience, there's something about limiting beliefs that makes a person hesitate. And if they do it too long, they miss on opportunities. For you, what kept you driven to keep pushing forward so that you can look back and not regret that you missed opportunities to live your life more fully?
Oh, gosh, that's a big question. That's a good question. How do I answer that? What continues to drive me? One, it's a part of my journey and my healing journey, my journey of evolution for my own personal growth, but also this helping others, inspiring others. I'm a Gestalt practitioner, so I coach a lot of people through their own limiting beliefs, and I hear a lot of "I can't," and I'm there to say, "Oh, but you can." I gosh, yeah, I simply want to be a light in the world. And if I can inspire others to embrace their own light and let it shine as bright and big as possible, then, oh my gosh, that's, I feel tears again. Like, that's one of the best feelings in the world.
You know, can't versus can. Mm-hmm. It's 50-50. Either one you choose, you're right. And this week, this word inspiration has been like a target sign. And the word inspire, I was just sharing this with someone the other day. It's defined, fill someone with the urge or ability or to do or feel something. But if you look at the Latin word, there's a Latin word, root word in inspire, and that is spire. S-P-I-R. And that means breathe.
Oh.
And if you break it all down, inspiration is literally what fills you. But when you inspire people, you're breathing on people with what you have. We all have a gift, talent, calling, whatever you want to call it. As we are moving through this lifetime, I'm tying another thing someone said to me. If you put a dot on the left side of the page and a dot on the right side of the page, that's your life. You know, draw a line, connect that. Find where you are in that line. And you will eventually be inspired to start living. Because one thing's for sure, it's scientifically, perfectly factual. And that is, we all have a day that we're born and then a day where we take our last breath. That's facts. But not everybody fully lives to their potential. What are your thoughts on that?
Wow, I'm blown away. That's so beautiful, the Latin word and drawing putting two dots on paper and then drawing a line. Oh my gosh, that's hugely impactful. Wow, I was even envisioning it in my brain, like, where am I on that life line? And have I accomplished all that I've wanted to accomplish yet, you know? And so that's really, what's the word I'm looking for? Sorry, radiation treatment. Sometimes I can't grasp the word, but that just feels so impactful. Oh my gosh, really beautiful. Thanks for sharing that, Shamaya. I love that.
Only mention it because, you know, I just this past week, I was in conversation about this and talking to you and talking about your story and you literally kicking your limiting beliefs to the curb. But here's the full circle. You embrace life more fully. Here's the other thing I want to share with you. And when I was in the conversation about the whole spur, Latin root, breathe. In order for us to take a new breath, we have to exhale. So the previous breath that we took in, we must let out in order to receive a new breath. So if we are being inspirational or inspiring, we have to make it our life style. It's something that we have to choose every day.
Yes.
It's not necessarily something that we can just press the easy button and it's just like, boom. No, it's something you actively have to do. I'm not telling anybody to do this, but just imagine if someone told you, hold your breath for 30 seconds. Maybe you might struggle, maybe it might not be a big deal. But if someone told you to hold your breath for 3 hours, nah.
Okay.
So if you look, spur, Latin root, breathe. We have to do that daily. We have to breathe into our dreams. We have to breathe into our goals. We have to breathe in everything that we touch and do. Because that's inspiration.
Oh my gosh, I love this so much. Ugh, you're speaking my language. I love this. It's beautiful. And it makes me think of, you know, a lot of like you said, exhaling and almost like letting go of what's no longer needed.
Yeah.
And inhaling or breathing in the new. Oh, yeah. Gosh. Oh, my God. I love that.
Because I'm going to drive it home. I'm gonna hit the nail on the head. When you are kicking limiting beliefs, you're literally saying, this is old information now. But my next choice is my new page.
Yeah.
How many people read the same paragraph on the previous page, but they never pick up the pen to keep writing the story? Why would you put a period where there's a comma? I know I kind of feel like I'm preaching right now, but I'm not. I'm just saying, like, we live in times where everybody's, not everybody, disclaimer, but some people are uptight. Things are high risk. People have more to lose now. We have rumors of wars, rumors of this and that. We have to choose a side, red pill, blue pill. Everything is just boom, 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 boom. But if we want to kick limiting beliefs, maybe we should ask ourselves, what can I do? No more they. No more them. What can I do today? Who can I call and catch up with? What act of kindness can I do today to set a trend, a domino effect? If we all are honest with ourselves, we can look in the mirror and say, it starts with me. And once again, you're talking to Rissa August here on Refocus Radio. Didn't mean to hog the mic there, but sometimes, man, conversations just kind of pushes you to go a certain direction.
I love it. It was beautiful. It was perfect. And I'm so grateful for your wisdom, Shamaya. Absolutely. Thank you.
Disclaimer, man. I'm just the guy behind the mic, man. I'm just like everybody else trying to do their life, man. Kicking limiting beliefs to the curb, embracing life more fully. A life unleashed. I want to emphasize on that last statement, a life unleashed, because it's so much opportunity. And I feel like our perspective changes depending on our attitude.
Yeah.
Someone wise told me, they're no longer here, but they said a mind works when it's open, like a parachute.
Mm.
It's when it's closed, we have the most suffering.
Yeah.
So maybe that statement earlier about breathe. Exhale, breathe, exhale. It's something that you continuously must do in order for you to reach your fullest potential. And it's almost universal. If you want to get a promotion, breathe in the new, exhale the old. You want to be a better athlete, breathe in the new, exhale the old. Want to be a better leader. Breathe in the new. Exhale the old. And we do it until we reach that date that's after that dash. And only then history will be able to see our story.
Yeah.
I'll give you the floor. What we want to let to say, audience? I know we went into that.
No, I almost feel like, yeah, it is just a beautiful way to, beautiful note to end on. I'm not sure that I can say anything more profound than that. It's beautiful.
Well, beautiful. People want to read your book, they can get it. It's, again, Rissa August, The Road Unpaved, Border to Border with a Brain Tumor and a Bike. Go visit her website, RissaAugust.com. And I think part of me wanted to really go all in on this interview. Because just what the topic talks about today, your story, like the doctor said, you get to go home from this hospital. Someone listening on this show, you're not even in the hospital and you get to go home. Maybe this can change the perspective of what we call priorities in our life.
Yeah.
Once again, Risa, I want to say thank you for your time. If there's something you want to share with our audience, what would you want to tell them?
Oh, gosh. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you so much. And yes, again, oftentimes our constraints are of our own doing and can therefore be our own undoing. So don't constrain yourself. Don't limit yourself. And again, you can find my book, The Road Unpaved, Border to Border with a Brain Tumor and a Bike, on my website, rissaaugust.com. And that's Rissa with one S. And reach out and connect. Thank you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.